This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Wednesday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
You know, right now, at least in the corn and beans, it was a relatively quiet overnight session, and maybe we'll see that again today. Wheat, on the other hand, continues to struggle. It was making new lows for the move. The reality, Mark, is on the wheat side of the equation, we're just not competitively priced in the world market. Russia continues to drive the prices down. They've got a decent crop. The Ukrainians are doing the same thing. They're trying to buy market share as well as finance war by selling wheat. So we're just not getting that wheat export business, and that's allowing the wheat market to fall. But like I said, the corn and the bean side of the equation, relatively quiet. Maybe we're just marking time till we get to that March WASD here at the end of the week. But I think if you're looking for something really to kind of break this corn market out of its kind of a funk here, I don't think the March report's going to do it, unfortunately, but that's the next big hurdle we have coming at us.
And it does seem like the bad news for, you know, United States commodities just continues to pile up when you look at things happening like Ukraine, for example, being able to offer cheaper corn to China and China coming in and making that deal.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the problem we've got right now. I mean, we are just not price competitive, like on the corn. We're price competitive in South America, but the Ukrainians are undercutting us there. On the beans, we're not price competitive at all. You know, right now, our best bet, near-term, Mark, what I see on the forefront is it's probably going to be a supply situation that maybe breaks us out of this sideways move to lower move. As we get into that Safrina crop season, they're just finishing up planting it. There are some weather guys out there, forecasters, saying, hey, as we get into March, into April, they're seeing some dryness issues, possibly, you know, essentially, I don't know what the word is, you know, pop up, I guess I'm going to use, in parts of Brazil. If you get any kind of questions that the Safrina crop's not there, that could run it. The other question is the size of the Brazilian bean crop. The average trade guess for Friday is right around 153, down from 156. But you've got some groups that are below 150. You got some groups down to the mid to 140s. If that comes to fruition and that bean crop is closer to 140, maybe that's what's going to finally break this market out of its kind of sideways lower move as it forces demand back to the U.S. shores.
Is there anything else on Friday that you're going to turn to right away in the WASD report, Jim, and say, hey, I was looking to find out this number and now we have it?
Well, right now, I think, like I said, the trade's going to look for a little bit of adjustments in the ending stocks. Corn ending stocks, the last report, 2172. This year, this time around, we're guessing 2159. A slight decline in there. Bean ending stocks, 315, maybe a slight uptick, 319. I think the real number is going to be South America. Like I said, the anticipation is they're going to walk it down. But, you know, if the government might surprise us, if they take a harder, you know, whack at it and happen to drop that crop, let's say below 150, that I think could make this trade Friday a little bit more exciting.
On the other side of the ag marketplace, what's happening in the protein sector?
Right now, if you look at the protein sector at this point in time, it's in more of a sideways trade here recently. And I think that's kind of be where we're going to continue to be at this point in time. Just more sideways chop. Overall, the macro economy, we got a lot of that coming at us, Mark. We have the ADP number came out today. I think they were looking for 150. We got 140,000 jobs. You got Powell testifying on Congress over the next couple of days. And then on Friday, you have the jobs number. So we'll see how the protein market looks at the overall macro structure of the market. Right now, I think overall the jobs numbers are probably going to be a little bit good. I think on the Powell front, maybe the trade's going to be a little bit disappointed. I think he's going to keep tapping the brakes down on the idea they're going to make any aggressive interest rate cuts just yet. They don't want to put this economy into a stall mode by waiting too long to cut. But on the other hand, Mark, if they cut it too quick, this inflation that they're slowly tapping down could come right back at us. So we're going to keep an eye on that. But those are the big macro fronts that the protein market will be looking at this week.
We have a very unfortunate situation right now in Texas with wildfires throughout the panhandle, and it's causing a lot of issues. You know, there's been loss of livestock even. Has there been enough of a loss there at all that it has affected the marketplace or it is expected to affect the cattle marketplace?
Right now, I don't think it's had a huge impact at the moment. I mean, it's obviously devastating if you're in that part of the country. And I've read some articles say it's going to take years to essentially rehabilitate from it. But right now, although it is a problem, in the big picture, it's not having a big impact on the market.
The hogs finally seem to be, at least for the very least, Jim, on a much better footing than they were even just a short time ago. But what do you see as the overall situation for the hogs?
Well, right now, I think they're getting a little bit technically overbought. I think they could pull back. I mean, if I'm a hog producer right now, I might consider buying puts under the market. Like I said, we've had one heck of a run-up. We are technically overbought, maybe see a little bit of a correction. But overall, I think you got to be somewhat friendly going into the proteins into the summertime as we get this growing season started. It feels like it's going to be a very early spring, at least here in Chicago. And, you know, overall, the economy is holding in there pretty well. China came out and said they're going to cut back on their herd size a little bit. Maybe that leads to a little bit more demand for U.S. hogs as well. So I think overall the picture for the protein market still looks pretty good.
Yeah, it might be pretty soon here. We're calling April the summer grilling season with how the weather has been here so far this spring. Jim, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with agmarket.net for more information?
You can reach us at 844-424-6758. You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461. Better yet, go to agmarket.net and sign up for our free look at our research.
Well, thank you for all the information here today. We really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up 1.5 at 427.75. May soybeans down 0.75 at 11.48.25. May soybean meal down $2.40 at 327.50. May soybean oil up 72 cents at 45.76. Chicago wheat down 3.5 at 547.5. Minneapolis wheat down 4.5 at 651 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 4.75 at 564.5. And May oats down 1 even at 361 even. On the Merck, April live cattle down 47 cents at 187.52. March feeder cattle down 10 cents at 252.20. April lean hogs down 5 cents at 85.12. April pork cutout down 87 cents at 92.50. And Class 3 milk unchanged at 16.52. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.